when it comes to balance, it's more so, I think, an intuitive thing about what works for you. Don't get hung up on what society deems as balance. I think it's kind of bullshit, in my opinion. And I think balance is something that you just need to find yourself. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. My name is Alex. I am the host of the show and the founder of High Moon Studio, which is a branding and website design agency, as well as an education platform. All right, so today we are talking about how to find balance as a CEO, or finding balance as a CEO, which the beginning of this episode, I'm going to talk about what balance means to me, because I think that there's this, this fantasy that as entrepreneurs, we can somehow find this miracle balance of the perfect amount of working hours and the perfect amount of family hours and the perfect amount of social hours and the perfect amount of downtime and the perfect amount of time to, you know, work out and eat healthy and fucking whatever, be a mom or a dog mom or take your dog for a walk or whatever the hell, okay? There is this ideal version of finding balance and everybody's looking for it all the time and, oh my God, I need to find balance. I need to have a more balanced life and blah. I don't know. I'm just kind of sick of it, to be honest. I love balance. Don't get me wrong. Like, balance is really important to me, but it's kind of, I've felt like very frustrated by the term balance so much of my life. So the beginning of this, I'm just going to talk about what balance means to me. And then I'm going to talk about little tricks and tips that I use to find balance in my life. So here we go. All right, so balance, let's talk about it. I am a firm believer that everything has a different weight to it. And what I mean by that is, for me, for balance, this is all my opinion, okay? You guys know that. You guys can have your own. This is mine. So for me, I can spend 2 hours doing some, like, I don't know, taxes shit that I don't want to do and be exhausted. Like, okay, not working for the rest of the day. I need to take like a 20-hour nap. I need to have like 2 bottles of wine in order to recover from that. Like, I am like dead to the world, so exhausted. I can't handle it. Or I can spend 15 hours in my business coming up with new ideas and like starting a new project and getting really creative and designing brands and websites and feel so good after and like energized and amazing and just amazing. Okay. So I think that we get mixed up when it comes to balance, because I think I just am sick of people coming at me sometimes for like, you're working too hard. Where do you find balance? It's like, balance is a relative term. And some people are really great at working 15 hours a day. And some people can only work 3 hours a day and they're done. And I also, again, like, I think it's depending on what you're working on and like the different tasks that you have to accomplish in your business. So I think balance looks different to everyone, and it looks different to you as well, depending on what you're doing. And even when it's with people, like, you can, let's say, you know, you can be hanging out with people that you feel super confident with, that you love, that appreciate every part of you, and you just have this soul connection with them and feel so good and energized after hanging out with them and just feel like you could take on the day. And then there's people that you hang out with that suck the energy from you. And you're like, fuck, again, now I need to go take a million hour nap, or like, now I, you know what I mean? So I think that, to me, balance is more of an intuitive thing of like, I don't think it needs to be this like 50%, 50%, like 50% of the time I'm working, 50% of the time I'm living life. Like, no, I think it's more intuitive than that. I think it's more so of like, do what works for you. For me, I like going really hard during sprints, and then I like relaxing during long sprints. So I would rather work my ass off for like 2 months and get shit done, and then have a month off where I go on like a 2-week vacation and do absolutely nothing. Well, you know, it's never absolutely nothing, because we run a business, but like, you know what I'm saying? Barely anything, working maybe 2 hours a day and then just relaxing the rest of the day and drinking wine and smoking weed and eating good food and getting massages and going on explorations and taking long walks and going to the beach and doing that type of shit, going on hikes. You know, that's balanced to me. But some other people are like, well, I'm going to work from 8 to 5 or 8 to 4, and then I'm going to take every single night off. There's never going to be a night where I work because I need my nights. So I guess when it comes to balance, it's more so, I think, an intuitive thing about what works for you. Don't get hung up on what society deems as balance. I think it's kind of bullshit, in my opinion. And I think balance is something that you just need to find yourself. And balance some days it's going to look like, okay, I'm going to work for 2 hours because that's all I can do today with what I'm working on, like tax shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can only handle 2 hours of this, and then I have to take the rest of the day off because I just, like, I need to for my mind, for my soul. Some days it's going to be, I'm going to work 15 hours today on designing new client projects because I can and I want to and it feels good. So, moral of the story, I think balance is all about what feels good to you. So just do that. Okay, cool. Now we're going to get into a few tips, I guess, that I use. I guess that was like one big giant tip right there, but we're going to get into a few little tips that I use on how to stay balanced. Because I get so many people who come to me too who are like, how do you stay on top of work and keep working? Like, how do you have that determination to take all these projects on and do all the work that you do every day? And then I get people who come to me who are like, girl, how do you, you know, take breaks? Like, how do you take breaks and schedule time outside of work for yourself? I can't seem to not be working. So there's multiple ends of the spectrum. I'm going to give you some tips on how I just like, how I intuitively find balance in my life. So the first step that I took to find balance that truly made the most impact in my life was creating set processes for my services. So basically, instead of being like, I'm just going to take on a client and it will get done when it gets done, la-di-da-di-da. Oh my God, that was a nightmare because I was working with, like, you know, you end up working with like fucking 10 clients at once because you're taking on new clients, and then some clients don't ever get finished. They don't send you your shit, and then you're just like waiting, and then some client projects take like a year to complete from start to finish because there's all this waiting time in the middle. It's just, oh my God, it was way too much for me. I was so overwhelmed. So I was like, no, this needs to stop. I am going to create a process where I'm doing branding for a week, web wireframe for a week, web development for a week. So, and honestly, before I was doing branding for a week and website design for a week and designing and developing myself in 1 week. I don't know how I did it. I mean, the websites back then weren't as complicated as they are now, or detailed, I suppose, but regardless. So I basically was like, okay, so I have this set process. I'm going to work with one client. It's going to take 2 weeks. Right? Branding, website design, 2 weeks, and then they're done. So I called these design weeks. It was when, you know, their branding design week and then their website design week. So I decided to start with just one client at a time. And holy fucking shit, if you are a designer or anybody who does services and can implement some sort of process like this, I promise it will change your life. Like, the overwhelm and the anxiety. I've had anxiety my whole life, but creating this process, this set intentional process, really helped me overcome my anxiety because I wasn't thinking about 10 different projects at once. I was thinking about one project at once. And the work was better. The work always ends up better because we're focused and the client is focused and they don't come back and have all these weird changes they want to make 3 months down the line. And if they do, they have to pay for it because it's outside of their project, right? So I just created these really set processes and I said, okay, I'm going to take on one client at a time, finish that client, take on the next one. And then I realized, oh my God, I have so much free time in the day. Like, I can take on another client. So then I would take on 2 clients a week and then 3 clients a week, right? And I think at one point I got to 4 clients a week, was just way too fucking much. I can't even, but the demand was getting up there. So anyway, that was like the first thing that I did to find balance, was saying, okay, I am setting a strict process for myself and I know exactly when things are due. So I literally, I mean, you guys know this if you listened to my shit before, but on Monday, this is due. This is when the client feedback is due. On Tuesday, this is due. This is when the client feedback is due. On Wednesday, this is due. So every day I would wake up, and we still do this. Every day I wake up and I look at my calendar and I know exactly what I'm doing every single day. And I'm held accountable because I set these things in my calendar months in advance. We book our clients months in advance. Obviously, we're doing more than just 1 week of branding and 1 week of website now, right? It's like much larger than that with how we've scaled, but we still have a daily, like what we need to do every single day. So there are people counting on me. This is for those people out there who struggle with working on client stuff and having motivation to work. The biggest thing for me was getting this set process down. And basically what I do is I live off of my calendar. And there are so many people who keep me accountable, whether it's my Pilates instructor, you know, that's booked in my calendar. Whether it's the meetings with my team, those are all booked in my calendar. Whether it's designer training, that's of course booked in my calendar. Whether it's, you know, all of the clients that we're working with, those are all booked in the calendar. So every day I wake up, I know exactly what I have to do. And the night before, I know what I have to do literally months in advance. Like I could look 3 months from now on today, like on a Thursday, 3 months from now, and I could see exactly what I'm going to be doing that day. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like a weird thing at first to be like, wow, my life is really fucking planned out. You know, all the vacations are booked. All of this stuff is planned in the schedule, not always booked, but planned. Everything had, like every day has a purpose. So I wake up and I know that I have things to accomplish today, which is really exciting. And it keeps me not stressed about like, what am I doing today? And just like taking that time. I feel like just the stress of wondering, like, what should I work on today? What should I do today? That to me is a time sucker. And it also sucks my energy. So that helps me find balance in this way. So with that, I can definitely look at my schedule and I book in between. This is like on the other end of the balance where I like have downtime. I book all of my downtime in my calendar as well. I literally, like, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, have my calendar booked. Whether it's me taking Haynes for a walk or me taking a nap, which I love to do in the middle of the day. And I recently saw an article stating that a lot of successful people or people who do better in business take naps. And I about shit myself. I was so happy. I was like, thank God, because I felt like a lazy asshole this whole time. But I love taking naps and like resetting my brain in the middle of the day. I put my drive times in my schedule. I put the times that I eat in my schedule. I put, you know, if I have like rolling dates with friends in my schedule. I put times when I call my mom in my schedule. I put everything in my schedule. It's my team can see it too, which is really funny. So like everyone knows exactly what I'm doing at all times. But that's also a part of being a CEO. Like I want them to know, because if they can't contact me, they know why. You know, obviously on the weekends, I don't put everything in my schedule, but during the week I do. So that also helps me have that balance of like, girl, okay, you can't do X, Y, like this for 10 hours without having a break. So we're going to build you a break into your schedule so that you can eat and do, you know, take your nap, do what you want to do. It just allows me to have that downtime and not, and have it like feel good, right? Because it's in the schedule. And I know I'm going to be getting everything else done because everything else is also in the schedule. And even like me designing decks or whatever it is, like everything is in my schedule. So the breaks in my schedule, everything else is in my schedule. It gives me less anxiety and it allows me to truly like let loose on my breaks and not feel, because you guys know the feeling of like, I'm taking a break, but I'm not. Like I'm sitting at night and I'm watching TV and I'm trying to relax, but I'm actually on my phone doing work, you know, that shit, because you have this anxiety of like, oh my God, there's so much to do. I shouldn't be taking a break. But then at the end of your break, I'm doing air quotes right now, you're not rested. You don't feel better. That self-care that you were trying to get didn't work because you weren't actually relaxing. So this tactic allows me to truly relax on my breaks because I know everything is taken care of. So that's the whole like calendar method. That totally helps me. Another thing that really helps is meditating. It's really hard to meditate if you're somebody whose mind races at a million miles an hour. Mine does that. When I started meditating, I didn't like it. I didn't like sitting still. I felt like it was a complete waste of time. And I still do feel like that some days. I have to fight myself some days to do it. And I go through phases where I'm really good at doing it every single day. And then I go through phases where I'm not, because I'm just not into it, because I'm annoyed by it, because my mind is like, no, I don't want to slow down. Rawr. But to be honest, when my mind is in that place of like, no, I don't want to slow down, rawr, that's when I need it the most. So I highly suggest it. It just clears that brain fog that you get when it comes to just like, you know, life in general. So highly suggest it. And I highly suggest also pairing it with a ritual. So I just recently started pulling cards, like tarot cards. And I always thought it was weird that people did that before, but holy shit, it has like already changed my life. It's just like positive affirmations every single day. And I find so much joy in it and it's so much fun. And it allows me to pull a card and meditate on the card. And I have my crystals and I'm becoming this like woo-woo girl, and I fucking love it. And with that, I have like my celery juice in the morning and I make my coffee and it's like a part of this whole ritual. And then I have a planner that I write in. And so basically, like, to me, finding balance also is like, again, finding all those little pockets and moments of self-care throughout the day. And they might be 5 minutes, they might be 30 minutes, they might be an hour, but the amount of energy, like time is just like a concept, right? Time is just a concept. So any pocket of time during the day that I can get that brings me energy, I will try and take that. And it might be a walk. It might be, you know, pulling my tarot cards, but that helps me find balance, even if it's only 5 minutes, because some things, again, that are 5 minutes feel better than other things that take an hour, or you feel more energized from them. So I almost, I guess, like as I'm verbally processing here, balance to me is almost like finding energy. I mean, it really is. It's about searching for things that energize you and finding balance between the things that energize you and the things that don't. I feel like that's really kind of what balance is to at its core. It's not like time at work and then time at home, because work is no longer just business. It's personal. I'm super connected to my job. There's no way around that. It's like an extension of me. And I think it would be bullshit for me to say otherwise. So it's all about finding those moments in your day, in your life that energize you, and balancing them with the things that you have to do but don't bring you energy. Because there are always things in life that we have to do that don't bring us energy. And of course, what you want to do is try and get rid of. There's not everything that that doesn't bring us energy we have to do. We do it even though it doesn't bring us energy. So I am going to challenge you to maybe write down or journal some things in your life that you do that don't bring you energy, that suck your energy, right? Okay, it's more so about sucking your energy or giving you energy. Write down a bunch of things that give you energy and write down a bunch of things that suck your energy, and start removing the things that suck your energy from your life. And in that act of removing those things, you will start to notice that things that bring you energy will start to come into your life. So instead of being like, I'm going to find things that bring me energy to find this balance, maybe position it of, I'm going to remove the things that suck my energy. And maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a part of your business that you hate doing and you can outsource it. Maybe it's, you know, the space that you're living in. Maybe it's, I don't know, like not getting exercise or something. I don't know, whatever. So the things that suck your energy, do that. And not everything that brings you energy is things that you like, okay? Like, I don't always want to work out. Speaking of working out, like, I'm going to hop on the Peloton after this podcast episode, and I don't want to. It's like 7:30 at night. I really don't want to do it. But I'm going to, because I know that it brings me energy and I know it's good for my body. That is another tip. I'm trying to think of some other things here. I think it's about like having people in your life that really understand your balancing act that you have going on here. Not getting upset with yourself, or not letting other people get upset about how you balance the energy in your life. Because I've been in relationships with friends and partners that didn't value what I needed to be balanced, and it was really hard. And then also, yeah, like I said, yourself, like making sure you can look at yourself and be like, I am different than anybody else. So I need to figure out what works best for me. And whether that's working 2 hours a day or working 15 hours a day on whatever it may be, not judging it, but accepting it and dancing with it instead of trying to fight it. That's the biggest thing. Because, you know, like I said in the beginning, there are so many people who come at me of like, girl, how do you work so hard? It's like, because it brings me energy, because I really actually enjoy it. Not every day do I enjoy it. Not in every mood do I enjoy it. But when I'm working 15 hours a day like this, like, I enjoy it. And I know I do, because afterwards, I feel like I'm ready to fucking go still. And that is an indication. I'm a generator too, by the way. If you're into human design, I mean, duh, if you've listened to this, you probably already know that I'm a generator. It's different for everyone. The generators just like have all this energy for things that bring them joy. And so when something brings me joy, I know it brings me energy, and that helps me find balance. So I guess I don't even know, like, this podcast is barely about balance anymore. This episode, and I kind of went on a bunch of tangents, but I think you guys get it. Yeah. So we'll just end it right here. I would love to know your thoughts on balance too, by the way. It is such a weird topic, and I don't think it's talked about enough. I mean, it's talked about a lot, but I think it's talked about in a way that is no longer true or valid. I'm not sure. I feel like the conversation about it around balance needs to change. So drop into my DMs on Instagram and let me know your thoughts. I'm actually really interested to hear. It's at High Moon Studio. And if you are feeling like you want to give us some love today, we would super appreciate it. Just pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review on the podcast and then take a screenshot of it and email it over to Becca, which is BECCA at highmoon-studio.com. And we will send you a little something, something in the mail to say thank you. I appreciate you all for tuning in and listening each week. You make this so much fun for me. And honestly, a part of balance speaking to the episode, this brings me energy. Doing this podcast brings me energy. So thank you for allowing me to call in this energetic frequency in my life. Getting so fucking woo-woo over here, but I love it. Okay, I'll see you next week. Peace. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.